So I don't know. I'm going to start now, John, if you don't mind, and
All right,
introduce
yeah, go
myself.
for it.
Just to give everybody a idea of who I am. My name is Ron Corum. I was in New Jersey, in New York, New Jersey area. What I did was I've been in business. I never worked for anybody my entire life till a couple of years ago. I've been in business on my own my whole life. And I've been in and investigated almost every type of business there is. I had a successful demolition company that did 10 million, 15 million, 20 million a year, every year. And that did very well. I had a business in Rockefeller Center. And I'm just telling you this just to let you know, so you know that I know what I'm talking about. I had a business in Rockefeller Center with 150 employees that did about 6 or 7 million a year. And then we had another one, Preferred Adjusting, with just 2 or 3 employees at a couple of million a year. However, I lost a lot of money back in 2001. In fact, I lost $32 million. I lost everything I had that was whole, you know, with almost nothing. And what happened was I was like a fish out of water, just flopping around for quite some time, trying to find an avenue where I could make some serious money. However, I did FurnitureMonster.com on the internet, and that was very good for a time. But the problem with businesses is that if it doesn't give you a tremendously large return, you have to really work it hard and or have to really be successful in order to grow. You need a business that's forgiving. I did CarpetMonster.com for a couple of years. Pardon me? What?
I think I was
Someone
just
saying
back.
something? Okay, all
Go
right.
ahead, continue on.
Tell me, hey John, let me know if yeah. So I did CarpetMonster.com. Well, the problem with all those businesses was that it didn't give me enough revenue. If once I did a sale, I made 2,000, 3,000. That's just not enough money in order to be very successful. So, what you have to do is you have to find a business that you could do a sale and walk away with $10,000, $20,000. $40,000, because I don't even care. You don't even have to be a smart businessman. You could be the class clown and an idiot, and you can stumble on $70,000 in profit, because you can do a roof for $200,000 or $300,000 and walk away with $60,000-$70,000 in your pocket. And if you're smart, you take that money, you throw it into advertising, and you build your business. That's out of all the businesses I had, demolition was the most profitable because it gave me revenue, large return on my investment. So when I did a job, I made 50 grand or 60 grand or 100 grand. Well, the only thing that I've found is the roofing industry, the commercial roofing business, that can give that same exact return as I had in demolition. Well, you might ask, well, why don't you just do demolition? Well, the reason I don't just do go back to demolition is because I can't. Every job in demolition requires about a tremendous amount of financial money up front. When I go do a demolition job, I got to lay out $100,000 to do a $100,000 job. I got to lay out like $70,000 to do a hundred. I got to, so it's all out of pocket money. Well, I don't have that kind of money. I lost it. I don't have it. The only thing that can, and that's why I can't get back into demolition at this time. Then now the roofing business, you don't have to, because the owner is giving you the money you need for materials up front, so I don't have to lay anything out. I put that, if it's a $50,000 job, I get my one third, one third, one third. The first third buys my materials. Second third, when I show up, pays my payroll with a little bit of profit. And in the end, I have my profit. So I'm not laying any money out of pocket to make a very substantial amount of money. This is the only business I found, And there, you know, I've looked at every business. You won't meet anybody else that has known. I could tell you, you name a business, I could tell you the flaws in it, where if you're going to make money and if you're not going to make money. This particular industry, this business here, is the only one I found that's very good. Now, here's one of the problems everybody's going to have, and here's the problem I had. In the beginning, you got to lay out the $1,500 to go to Conklin, and that's when you're living check to check, that's a quite substantial amount of money. Then you got to lay out money for an internet site. That's still a lot of money to lay out. Then you got to lay out money for flyers. Then you wait from January to where you are today, and you don't even have a job. And your wife's saying, hey, this is never going to work. Go get a job. Go get a job. Go get a job. Well, that's the price we pay for success. You know, every business I ever did took 1 year before I could see the end of the tunnel. 1 year. And I don't see why this business would be any different than any other business in America that takes 1 year. There is a fatality rate in restaurant business that is 90% of every restaurant closes. This in this business, the fatality rate is up to you. You can get on there. If you don't have the money to make those small investments, they're not large, they're small, but you go out like I did. I did the internet. I did the. I made my flyers. I sent them out, and I got from my flyer return. I got about 6 jobs. They were no. Actually, that's wrong. I didn't get 6 jobs. I got 1, 2, 3 jobs, and I have 3 pending jobs. But what I did is I started canvassing, knocking on doors. You know, in the beginning, it's very difficult. I tell you what I'm doing now. I got a list of all the management agencies, all the property managers, in my state. And then I get on the phone and I make a call and I introduce myself. This is Ron Corum with Commonwealth Commercial Roofing. And what we're doing is I just wanted to let you know I'm available. If you need me to inspect any of your property or any of your roof, feel free to call me for a free inspection. Now, I do that. You schedule myself about 2 hours a day making those calls, and then I just go beat the streets. Now, a lot of times you'll see the realtor signs on a piece of building, on the building. You can call that. You will see a big sign. I saw a big sign coming up on 85 on a large piece of vacant property, and it said for rent, and it had a large number. I called the number, told the guy it was a roofer, asked him if his roof was in good shape, or I understand he's looking to rent the building. If he wanted me to inspect it, he said, "Yeah, you can go and inspect it. I'd be very happy for you to take a look at the roof." So I went down. I looked at the roof. I met the owner on the scene. It was 113,000 square feet. Now, he had other individuals looking at the roof because he's not a dummy. He's going to call other people. Their number came up to 700. And I think Sam and I had to end up calling Sam because I wasn't too comfortable with giving a large number out on a roof this size. But long story short, just from calling from the sign on the building, I got to meet the owner, met him on the site, and landed a very nice job. One of the things that he asked, because he's no dummy, if a person owns a property like that, is going to find out, they're going to say, well, who are you? How long have you been doing it? Well, how can I trust you with this roof? And why are you under everybody else's price? So those questions are legitimate questions. And the only thing, you know, I told him what my experience was in the commercial roofing, but I leaned on the experience of the Choice Roof Group, who backs us up and who will be down there making their inspections on the roof to make sure his roof is the same quality that is needed in order for them to him to get that 18-year warranty. So he was very comfortable with that. I put him on the phone with Sam. Between me talking to him and the Choice Roof Group backing Commonwealth Commercial Roofing up, this was a very successful and very impressive presentation, and he was comfortable. So that's the benefit of having roofers with you. And also, when I had a problem, Sam, I just pick up the phone, and he's more than willing to come out, look at the roof. You can send him pictures. He'll come out. I have had no problem at all with giving an estimate. Sure, it's going to be scary when you go up for the first time and you walk that roof and you don't know what's going on, because you really don't. You don't know. So then you have to rely on people that do know. Every successful individual is not successful because he's smart. He's successful because he's smart enough to hire someone smarter than him, someone who knows more than him. You don't have to be the know-it-all. You don't have to have all the answers. Don't feel free to say, no, I tell you what, I'm going to bring somebody by that's another expert to look at your roof. And that's what I did. And they feel better that you're not stupid enough to guess and make a mistake, but you're willing to say, look, I really don't know. Let me bring someone who will know. And that's what I did with Sam. So that's what that's very important. But the key to making money is to have a business that is very forgiving. And in order, when I say forgiving, if you're selling watches and you have a 10% margin on a watch and you drop one and break it, the watch is $2,000, you only have $200 profit, that's not very forgiving. You're going to suck wind. You got to sell 10 other watches to make up for the one you dropped. But if you're making, if you have a business that is making money and is throwing you a good revenue, well, you can afford, if you do make a mistake, there's money there to cover it. And there is, because you're working on a 35% margin. Okay, does anyone have any questions? Did I lose everybody?
Not at all. I'm here.
John
Brown from Dunright.
Okay, good, Josh. How are you? Okay, how long you been doing roofing, Josh?
I have not had experience in roofing. I'm the sales manager, marketing manager for Dunright Roofing, and I just
attended.
I just attended the training that Choice Roof Group put on in Florida.
In Florida?
Yes.
Okay, good. Hey,
It was excellent, because what we learned was so much about what you just gave a success story of it, the power that we have with the group's help. It's pretty awesome.
Right. It is very awesome. I mean, actually, I don't think you could find any other area. I have never seen anyone be so willing to help others in a business like this, and I think it's fantastic.
Industry training.
It is and the training. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It was very good. But I still think it's the best avenue that I've seen. You know, there's not many businesses you can do that can return such a good revenue. There are more million-dollar roofs out there, the commercial roofs out there, than you can shake a stick at. All you got to do is bump into them. And when I say bump into them, all you got to do is go out there and find them. And knock on the door. You know, they say even a blind dog gets a bone once in a while. But he's got to keep looking. If he stops looking, he's not going to get jacked. But if he keeps looking and searching and searching. Hey, and you know what? I like to tell all those who are sitting back. Sometimes, your worst enemy could be in your own house. And the worst, and most people in every single business venture I ever did, and I made more money than most people I don't that you'll ever know. I did $20 million a year, $10 million a year. I've always made a lot of money. it was very difficult to be in this one. But most people always told me that it will never work. You hear that all the time. Oh, is that what you're doing? Everybody does that. It'll never work. And it never works because they just don't get it. And every business I ever did, when I went in Rockefeller Center, had Interco Carriers, 150 employees, everybody told me, hey, there's a million carrier service in Manhattan. You're going to open up another one? That'll never work. Well, $8 million later, in only 2 years and 150 employees, I laugh at them. Yeah, sure, it'll never work, but it just worked. $8 million. You're still on your job. You're still shoveling ditches. I'm making $8 million riding in a limo all around New York City. So people will always tell you. Your wife is going to tell you. Your mother-in-law, your father. There's 100 roofers. We don't need roofers, but when you become successful, the first thing they're going to ask you is, how did you do it? How did you do it? Well, the only thing, the only proper answer is persistence. I just stuck to it, and I made it work. If you stick to it, no matter what you do, it will be successful. When you give up, then that's it. But if you listen, you still have to put money in it. That's the one thing I wanted to let everybody know. If you have the money, if you don't have the money, then you got to put sweat equity. But it's a lot easier to. And when I did one business, I had Preferred Adjusting. We flew around and we did losses on commercial property for owners. But that only did $2 million a year. Then I went to Interco Carriers. But the money I was making at Preferred Adjusting, I can afford to put 5 or 6 people employed in Rockefeller Center, New York. And so they worked and they worked. And once one business exceeded the other, one did 3 or 4 and I had the other one for 2, I changed horses. I went and put all my money. But it took the money from one to support the other for that year, I tell you, it's going to take. It takes a year, unless you get lucky. In this business, you can get a roof job, you can fall into it, and in 2 months or 1 month, you could be doing an $80,000 job and make yourself $20,000-$30,000. Yeah, that can happen. But don't just know it doesn't happen for everybody like that. It's going to take a little time. And and from experience. Now, what is my expectations? I'm going to tell you guys. Check back with me this time next year. I'll be doing $3 million a year. I will be doing $3 million in commercial roofing a year. And that is my low estimate. And another thing about this business I want to tell everyone, if you have to do everything yourself, you can't grow. Because that means you can only do, there's only 8 hours in a day, and one person can only work so much in 8 hours. So if your business depends solely on you, you'll only make a certain amount of money. But if you can multiply yourself and you have another team, so what I intend to do is get one van, 2 guys, send them out. Get another van, 2 guys, send them out, and support them with advertising, give them a piece of the rock, and let everybody make money. But in 3 years, and this year, this time next year, once I get rolling, I intend to do $3 million. And we'll check back, John. You call me, mark the date, and I'll tell you. But let me tell you, everyone, one thing. If you don't see it, you'll never get there. If you don't set your goal and say, this is what I'm going to do, this is my goal, I want $3 million, you sure. If I fall short, what I fall short? Did I get $2 million? I'm still happy. Sure, bad me. I didn't make my $3 million. But I set my goals. I shoot for them. And if I make it, fine. If I don't, I'll be very close. But I'm going to try my damnedest to make it. and I'm going to do everything. I'm going to take the money. If once you start making money, if you buy yourself a new truck, if you buy yourself a new car, if you buy yourself an $80,000 sprayer, shame on you. The first rule is reinvest in your business. And by reinvest, that's advertise, advertise, advertise. You know, last thing, and I'm going to finish with this. When Home Depot came out, there were thousands of mom-and-pop hardware stores all over America. And if somebody said to you, well, you know, I'm going to do a Home Depot. I'm going to do one big, big place where everybody's come. They're going to say, that'll never work. You're crazy. That'll never work. There's a million hardware stores all around America. Look at it now. It did work, didn't it? People say there's a million roofers all around the world. But look at us now. Choice Roof Group could be the Home Depot of the roofing industry. No one would want to go anywhere unless they were supported by Choice Roof Group. Or, you know, so it's just the same as Home Depot, but you have to see it as it is. You have to put in the sweat equity or the money, either or, and you got to do it. I, you know, Donald Trump calls himself an entrepreneur, a billionaire. He's no freaking entrepreneur. I respect the man for what he did, but if you read his book, The Art of the Deal, it's scummy business. It's scummy business, in my opinion. If his dad didn't leave him all those golden spoons and all that money, he wouldn't be what he is today. Because you know, one thing in my history of making money, I had the FBI come to my office. Two FBI agents. They sat down, and they were trying to see if I was connected with organized crime, because they couldn't understand how could one person make so much money in so short a time. And a lot of my business in the demolition was in Atlantic City, and that raised eyebrows also. But they wanted to know how. And you know how it is? Because I'm not greedy. I'm not cheap. I cast my bread upon the water. I let people live. Whoever works with me, I pay them well. I pay well for if someone refers to me a job, I used to pay them 20 grand for a nice job. And then they run out and find me two or three more. And I used to spend more money than any. And people said, Ron, you're crazy. I wouldn't do that. Sure, great. Don't do it. I do it, and that's how I'm making $20 million a year. That's how I got there in such short time. So, you know, everybody's going to just ignore people. If everybody did like I did, then there'll be more millionaires. That's why all those people that are cheap, their pockets is cheap, their wives, they don't go, honey, we don't have $3,000 to put in paper. How do you know it's going to even go out in the mail? You leave those people home. And I never let my wife be in my business. I never did, because if I'm going to lose money, I'm going to lose money. But when you get partners and wives that give you suggestions, you know, it's a double chance you're going to lose money. But anyway, that's my personal opinion. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. John?
Well, Ron, that was phenomenal. Definitely one of our best calls. You shared so many things that a lot of people just don't hear, especially from someone like you. And I wasn't even expecting all of that, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
But I
thank
you very much for sharing it. Well, I was just going to say, most of the people joined to hear about the 100,000 square foot roof, and you said about 40 seconds about that and about 20 minutes about everything that led up to it. And I definitely wanted to talk what led up to it, but maybe if you want to just tell a little bit more about the story
I'll just reiterate what I said earlier is there's really no brain surgery to what I did. I didn't do anything. You know what? Think of it this way. anyone, I don't know if we have any gamblers online, but you go down to Atlantic City and you throw your money on the table, you put it on the roulette table, say number 26. When number 26 comes in, if you put a hunk of money there, you're going to scream and yell. You're going to be happy. Well, when I drive down the road and I look at these buildings, every 90% of them in my area have flat roofs. And I would assume that 50% of those, are, if they're not already needing work, will need work. So what I do is I look, I try to see, as I'm driving, when I was driving, I looked and I at roofs, and if you can't hardly tell from the ground, but you can get a good idea about the age of the roof. I go in and I just say, "Hey, I'm just in the neighborhood," and you know what? I like to say, "Well, we will be doing a job in your area soon, and we'll give you a discount if you need any work done on your roof." So the person realizes, "Hey, this guy might be in the town, and when he comes in, I'll get a good discount." Well, when I looked at that, I drove up, I saw the condition of that building, and the big sign was on the side of the building with the owner's phone number for leasing. It said, "Building for lease." So all I did was call that number, and I said, "Look, I'm looking at your building, and it's, you know, and I'm wondering if you need any work done on your roof." And the guy says, "Well, you know what? I'm trying to get in shape. Yes, I do need work." And I said, "Okay." He says, "I had a couple of guys look at it, but you can look at it too." And I said, "Fine." I met the owner over there. But that, you know, so I did nothing that anybody else would do but just walk up and call the number on the sign. I mean, how? That's like putting your money on 26 or 17. Eventually, you keep putting it on 17 or calling the number on that building, one of those owners are going to say, "Yeah, I need work." And you know what? That could have been a 2,000 square roof or a 200,000 square foot roof. It just happened to be a 100,000 square foot roof. And the owner says, "Yes, I need work." So persistence, going out there, looking at roofs, leaving your card in with the owners, with the managers of the property. You know, even a blind dog, like I said, gets a bone. And I got my bone. Now, that's going to be a $425,000 job is what we end up pricing it out to be. And Sam priced it as well as I, so I'm comfortable with it. And that's the beauty of the group because, you know, you get a support like that, where they say, "Okay, don't worry, we got your back. We're going to help you get that roof done." And as what I estimate to make is about 80 grand on that one roof job. Where can you go and get one job and make 80 grand? What can you sell? Can you make 80 grand selling a car, a brand new Chevy, a Ford? What can you do to make 80 grand? But on the roof job, you don't need to know jack. I can tell you, if you all you need to do is go out there, send your flyers, beat the streets. When you get it, call me, call Jonathan, call. If you're afraid of it, you'll still make your money. We'll get it done. You'll make sure you get it done, and you'll still make your money. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it is. I definitely want to, you know, It's fun looking at the fireworks, but let's talk about some of the roofs that didn't come through. You had to go through a lot of roofs to land on in some of these roofs, right?
Well, like anything else, it's a numbers game. And you can hit 100 people, you'll get, in the beginning, you'll only get, your batting average may be two or three. But in this business, I hit maybe 100 people, and I got about six. But I understand the process. I leave them, you know, not everyone can afford to get the roof done. I give them a number, and I'm expecting a year from now, some of those numbers that I gave out will be calling me back next year when they got the money, the following year when they have the budget, or when they can afford to, or when the roof gets so bad that they absolutely have to do something with it, I'll hear from them. So, yes, you're going to bid a lot of roofs. Yes, you're not. Nobody, they're all, a lot of them are going to say, I just don't have the money. I just can't afford it. And until we get to a place where Jonathan can carry them, finance them, then we just have to leave them sit. But no, you know, as in any sales, it takes endurance and it just takes a long time. But the rewards can be great. Mm-hmm. The rewards, okay. I did a 2,500 square foot roof. Charged a guy $12,000. Walked away with $5,000. Hey, $5,000 is not bad for a month. You know, if I was working on my job. Mm-hmm.
Well, just going back, I mean, it didn't take you a month to do that roof, right? It only took a few days.
It took four days. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm saying let's say, if you were working on your job making $75,000 a year, the net on $75,000 is $1,000. Time you pay Uncle Sam and the taxes. So, you know, so there you go. If you got one nice roofing job, you know, a small one at that, you made more than you'd make in a month if you were making $75,000 a year. And I got a couple of those. Those are easy to pick off here and there, because the people have $12,000, $10,000, $6,000, and you still make. But you still go after the big potato, because that's where the big paydays are, with the big potatoes. I like the big potatoes, though. They don't scare me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep. And something interesting. I just want to say this. We don't know much. I don't know much about roofs. I don't know much about anything. I'm a big dummy. And if I can do it, then anybody can do it. Secondly, is that when you talk to this owner that owns the building, I don't care how much money, he could have 20 buildings and be a billionaire. What does he know about roofs? What does he know about Palmer XL and the base code and what we're doing? He knows nothing. So you become the expert, because you know more than he will ever know, or he doesn't even want to know. He doesn't need to know. He has you. So when you walk into that office, don't be afraid of him. I don't care how big he is or how much money he's got. He's just he goes to the bathroom like us, and I don't even worry about it. I never worry about it. People never scared me. That's one thing, because no matter what they are, if you are knowledgeable of what you're doing, even if it's one system that you're selling the MR system. Just learn that one system and go after those roofs. No, you could sell it to anybody. They couldn't say a word to you. You should be comfortable.
Right.
Any questions?
That's a really good point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so all you need to know is the one roofing system. And then when they say, well, how long have you been doing it? Yeah, what difference does that make? You know, give me a break. I said, look, I always evade the question, how long have you been doing roofing? Well, it's not about me. I said, Conklin's been there for 40-some-odd years. I said, a Choice Roof Group, who I represent, has millions of square feet laid. So, you know, I always avoid, until you're there, you know, a number of years, then I can tell you stories that happened to me that are unbelievable, but you know, we don't have all night.
Right.
I had an article in Ebony Magazine come out on one of my companies, and they showed a picture of me as the president of Ebony Magazine. I lost 70% of my accounts. And it almost did put me out of business, because people respond to people. And I had, you know, so whatever. Anyway, John, if there's what else you need to know?
Well,
anybody have any questions?
I'll just wait.
You're going to try to what?
Oh, well, I was going to try to keep it under 20 minutes, but I think you're captivating everybody with your story and all the great information, too. You know, business advice from someone like you is really valuable.
Yeah.
But did we have any questions for Ron?
I don't have any questions personally. You're very informative.
You
spelled it out for us.
Yeah. But, you know, I want everybody to be comfortable. And you know what? You know, you hear these people that, you know, make money. The one thing I admire about Sam and this group is that they're not afraid of sharing. You know, they're not afraid of telling you like it is. If everyone's is free to call me. If you have a business, you have a problem, or you want to know how to do something, or you need help, just pick up the phone and call me. Say, Ron, I'm a roofer down here with the Choice Roof Group, and this is what's going on. Or I haven't gotten any business. Or I'm going on to a client. I'll come down there, and I'll go with you, and I'll help you. And if you don't get it, send me the number. Let me call them or John call them. I'll be willing to say, hey, I'm just checking up on Bobby Babuto. How do you do? Do I understand you're using somebody else? Yeah, I didn't like him. Okay, so give it to pass the ball. Let somebody else try to get it, secure it, and give it back to you. You know, that's what I like. You know, I do that all the time. I just did it with Dave Andre. One guy didn't want it. I passed the ball to Dave. He liked Dave better than me. Great. We got the job. That's all that matters. I'll show up and do it. He still might not like that, but it's too late now. The contract's signed. The paper check's in the mail. Check's cashed, and I'm on your roof. So always call those, and you can ask me anything. Anything you want to know. I've been in almost every type of business or investigated one way or the other, so I'll be able to tell you. And mark my words, this time next year, $3 million or bust. And this is a simple business. I don't have to lay the money out to grow the business. Okay.
Right.
All right, Johnny. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right. Okay. See you, Ron. Bye-bye. Thank you again for sharing. Goodbye.
Right. Bye.
Take care, everyone. Have a wonderful night.
Good night.